This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Senior BJP MP Om Birla was today elected as the Speaker of the 18th Lok Sabha for the second consecutive term. He was elected with voice vote as the opposition did not press for voting in the House for its candidate Congress MP K. Suresh. After his election, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju escorted Mr. Birla to the chair of the Speaker. Earlier, when the House met this morning, Prime Minister Modi and 12 other NDA leaders moved the motions to elect Mr. Birla as the Speaker. From the opposition side, Shiv Sena UBT leader Arvind Sawant, Supriya Sule of the NCP, Sharad Pawar and Anand Bhadauria of the Samajwadi Party moved motions in favour of Mr. Suresh. In his address, Mr. Om Birla thanked all the members of the House for giving him the opportunity to work as the Speaker of the House again and showing trust in him. Later, Speaker Om Birla recalled the imposition of emergency on the 25th of June 1975, saying the House strongly condemns it. He appreciated the determination of all those people who opposed the emergency, fought against atrocities and fulfilled the responsibility of protecting democracy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he is glad that Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today strongly condemned the emergency and highlighted the excesses committed during the time and also mentioned the manner in which democracy was strangled. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the emergency was imposed 50 years ago, but it is important for today's youth to know about it because it remains a fitting example of what happens when the constitution is trampled over, public opinion is stifled, and institutions are destroyed. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today discussed India's deep concern at the impact of continuing violence and instability in Myanmar on Indian border with his Myanmar counterpart. Dr. Jaishankar met with Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Myanmar, U Thaan Shwe, as he transited New Delhi today. The External Affairs Minister said India is open to engaging all stakeholders in addressing this situation. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he particularly flagged illegal narcotics, arms smuggling and trafficking in persons as priority challenges. India has asserted that as the United Nations turns 80 next year, it is high time to reform the Security Council by expanding its permanent and non-permanent categories to enable it to manage today's global conflicts effectively. Minister of India's permanent mission to the UN, Pratik Mathur, said this while delivering India's statement at the UN General Assembly debate on the annual report of the Security Council. He said since performance assessment has become one of the focus areas at the UN as part of the discussions on global governance reforms, the Security Council too needs to prove its credibility and improve its performance. Paraguay has become the 100th country to join as full member of the International Solar Alliance. External Affairs Minister said that Paraguay handed over the instrument of ratification during the meeting of Ambassador Fleming Raul Duarte of Paraguay with the head of depository, Joint Secretary in the Ministry, Abhishek Singh, in New Delhi today. In Kenya, at least 5 persons were shot dead by police and a section of Parliament building went up in flames as demonstrations against new tax proposals escalate. An angry crowd broke through police lines to storm Parliament in the capital Nairobi, vandalizing the interior and setting parts of the complex on fire. The ceremonial mace symbolizing the authority of the legislature was stolen. To control the mob, police opened fire, killing at least 5 people. In the US Open badminton, the Indian pair of Krishna Prasad Garga and Sai Pratik K defeated the Irish pair of Scott Gildea and Paul Reynolds in the men's doubles round 32 match in Texas this morning. The Indian duo emerged victorious by 21-14, 21-12. In the women's doubles, Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will clash with Pi Shi and Yi Hung of Chinese Taipei in the round of 16 tomorrow evening. Kartik A. Gulshan Kumar failed to qualify for the men's singles quarterfinals last night after he lost to Zhe Liao of Chinese Taipei. The tournament is witnessing a watered-down field because the top players from across the globe have opted to focus on the Paris Olympics. The conditions are favourable for further advance of southwest monsoon into remaining parts of North Arabian Sea, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, West Bengal, Jharkhand and Bihar, and most parts of northern India in the next 3 to 4 days. The Indian Meteorological Department has said that extremely heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa, coastal, Karnataka, Kerala and Tamil Nadu will continue till tomorrow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.